And I'm now here joined with Prashant Shukla. He's CEO of Ireland India Council to tell us more about it. So namaste, Prashant. Good afternoon and thanks for joining us. And happy Diwali.
Namaste, Johnny, and happy Diwali to you as well. And thank you for having me again on your radio show.
You're most welcome. Prashant, first of all, tell us about the meaning of Diwali and how it's normally celebrated. You know, like in previous years, it's going to be different this year.
Yes, Johnny, the word Diwali comes from the Sanskrit. That means Deepavali, means rose of lighted lamps. It is a 5 days long festival celebrated every year, October or November, as per lunar cycle. And okay, this year, this festival is different because we can't gather or we can't celebrate as normal years. So most of the celebrations are happening through video links or virtually.
And that's this year, yeah. Normally, though, I mean, we're hoping to have vaccine by mid next year, at least, hopefully. Hopefully, things will settle down. And just so people know, people who weren't listening to this same topic last year here at Near FM, just explain what normally happens, you know, outside of the pandemic, in the likes of India and the rest of the world, to celebrate Diwali.
The normal festival is very similar to Christmas, and it is a holiday time in India. Normally, when I was a child, we got about 10 days holidays on Diwali. But the time of holidays is actually cut short by the government. So at that time, when I was a child, schools were closed for almost 10 days. Now it is a 3 or 5 days holidays, depending upon what days it is. So this year, this is the first day of Diwali celebration, that is Dhanteras. So most of the offices, the schools are closed, and very similar to Christmas or any other festivals, that it is celebrated in families. People visit each other's houses. They do community events. And it is linked with so much shopping, giving gifts. Very similar to Christmas, if I'm trying to explain you how similar it is with any other festivals.
Yes, of course. And Diwali is a 5-day festival, and this year begins today. Tell us about the names of each festival day and their significance.
Yes, the first day of Diwali is Dhanteras. For many people, it is something that Dhanteras is the first day of Diwali celebration for the 5 days long celebrations. So what happens actually on Dhanteras? The people... it is the 13th day of second half of lunar month, and that is the Dhanteras. Is considered as one of the most auspicious day by Hindu for buying utensils, silver coins, gold, jewelry. And Dhanteras is celebrated, as the legends say, as birth of Sri Dhanvantari, God, and incarnation of Lord Vishnu as the physician of the gods. So there's another saying on about the Dhanteras, that the Dhanvantari is the great physician, and on his name and on by his teachings, the Ayurveda is started. So there are so many links in ancient Indian history. So this is the Dhanteras is actually very auspicious day in Diwali celebration.
Okay. Prashant,
the second day of Diwali is Narak Chaturdashi, and that is tomorrow. And there's a number of saying, and it is that the Narakasur, that was a demon, killed by Krishna. And so normally in present time, what people do they clean their homes and offices, and they prepare for the main festival, that is third day of Diwali, and it is called Lakshmi Puja. That is the main festival day, and on that day, the people lit lamps at the street, and they celebrate this day. And they exchange gifts, and they visit each other's houses to take blessings from elders. So that's the significance of the main day of Diwali. Then it comes the fourth day, that is the Govardhan Puja. This year it is on Sunday. And on Govardhan Puja, there's a number of sayings, like Bali, who was Padava and Govardhan Puja celebrated as the day Krishna defeated Indra, asked the people to worship nature. The states of Haryana, Punjab, Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar celebrate this festival with zeal and enthusiasm. By Bali Pratipada or Padava is celebrated in Maharashtra, Tamil Nadu, and Karnataka. So there are a number of stories and links, and the communities link with different stories, and they find their own ways and own reasons why they are celebrating this. After that, the last day of Diwali is Bhai Dooj. It is a celebration of relation between brothers and sisters. So on this day, the brothers, they visit to sisters, and they celebrate, they exchange gifts, and it is a celebration for brothers and sisters.
Okay. Sorry, go ahead. I beg your pardon.
No, this is just the gist of 5 days long celebration.
Okay. And as you mentioned earlier, Prashant, Saturday the 14th is the climax day. This is for Lakshmi Puja, and she's the goddess of prosperity. And in Hinduism, it is said that Lakshmi visits each household every night, and if it's kept neat and clean, she'll bring wealth and prosperity to those living there. How true, Prashant, is it?
I can't say, Johnny, how true it is, but stories of Lakshmi and Lakshmi Puja first appeared in the epics of Ramayana and Mahabharata that were composed between 300 BC and 300 AD, a period that witnessed the waning population of Vedic gods and the rise of gods who offered moksha, such as Shiva and Vishnu. Gods and demons fight over her about Lakshmi, and both strove to churn her out of ocean of milk, as folk heroes such as Rama and Krishna were viewed as incarnation of Vishnu. Their consorts Sita, Radha, and Lakshmi become increasingly identified with Lakshmi in the Harivasma appendix Mahabharata. So there are so many legends, Johnny, and it is a belief, and it is actually communities link that yes, Lakshmi visit. But most important rationale in present time, that you will have wealth when you have respect for women in your house. You will have wealth when you have wealth and peace when your households are clean and tidy. And you will have healthy household when you follow all these things. So I believe this is more realistic than what the ancient literature or ancient stories telling us.
Yes, I understand. Rangoli decorations, they're very popular during Diwali. What exactly are Rangoli decorations?
Rangoli decoration, basically Rangoli are made with rice flour or rice or flowers with different colors. And I believe on ancient time, when people was not having many means of decoration, and this is one of the artistic way to decorate houses and show your feelings and emotions of joy and happiness when you decorate things. you have tidy house. So that's the symbol or that's the message we get from Rangoli.
Okay, and the 14th, which is the climax day, is on Saturday. Will it be a bank holiday in India next Monday in lieu of that?
Yes, it will be. It will be. And it is actually, most of the communities, over 130 million people will be celebrating Diwali.
All right.
Over 1 billion people celebrating Diwali.
Okay, and each year Diwali falls on different dates. It can be in October or November. How is that calculated when it falls?
It is according to lunar cycle. And you know, the lunar cycle is different than our normal calendar. So it falls according to that calculation. Basically, Diwali, it is the most darkest night of the year, that is Amavasya. So it actually falls on the Amavasya. So, and it has actually some reasons, because you can only lit light when you have darkest day, darkest night. So that's something significant in way that when you have, dark night, you are lighting the lamps.
Okay. And speaking of lamps, tell us about Diwali lamps, I beg your pardon. How do they differ from ordinary lamps?
Diwali lamps, actually, they are made by a craftsman, basically from clay, and they are handmade lamps. And Diwali lamps, normally, traditionally, it was lit with oil. But nowadays, in most of, households, people use candles, so that is equally acceptable nowadays. And the Diwali lamps, it gives actually so much employment and business to craftsmen. So this is one of the important human aspect of clay lamps.
All right, okay. Prashant, what's your view on how the Festival of Diwali has attracted cultural and political, exchanges over the years? Like, for example, it was first celebrated in the White House by President Bush in 2003 and has progressed ever since.
Yes, that's true. The first time it was celebrated in White House, it was followed with many others countries. Like it is also celebrated every year in 10 Downing Street in London, and the Prime Minister of Canada, he also celebrated every year. But what I understand, the political and religious leaders may feel significance of Diwali through the message from Lord Rama. That message is peace, understanding, and Ramarajya is the epitome of good governance. So that may be the aspirations for the world leaders, and they may link it with that. And the other political aspects may be the growth of Indian diaspora across the world, and that may be the political aspect, and the political leaders may link with Indian diaspora, and same like Irish diaspora, like Irish Taoiseach visit every year White House with the Shamrock Ball. So that is something very similar in cultural and political context.
Yes, excellent. And it has been celebrated in Dublin since 2009 in conjunction with Dublin City Centre. And speaking of that, Diwali Festival will be celebrated very differently in Dublin this year due to, pandemic restrictions. Tell us what's planned for this year virtually and what's going to be in store for us.
Yes, you are absolutely right that we are celebrating Diwali in Dublin since 2009. But prior to that, it was actually celebrated in households and maybe in very small community level. But in 2009, it reached to City Hall and Mansion House. So first time when we celebrated in 2009, a few political leaders and Lord Mayor of Dublin, came forward and they endorsed the celebration, and they find relevance, and they find relevance that the Diwali provide opportunity to Dublin City integration program or intercultural strategy. So that's something relevant. But this year we are celebrating it basically virtually from 13th to 16th of November, every day between 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. and almost 216 people registered for this. Lord Mayor of Dublin is opening this celebration tomorrow at 4 p.m. along with the Councillor Donna Coney. She's the chair of North Dublin Committee, and the Ambassador of India will be giving a message on Diwali tomorrow. But anyone, if actually interested, to still join and register, all the information is available on our website, that is at www.IrelandIndiaCouncil.com/Diwali. They can also search on Google and they can find our Eventbrite page. And we are giving every participant a unique link. So, and we will have very personal, interactive Diwali celebration. So this time, this celebration through virtual video links reaching to most of the households in Ireland. And we are lucky enough that we are receiving a very wonderful cultural presentation of Irish dance from Emma O'Sullivan, and music is given by Jerry Henley. And there's another Bharatnatyam performance, basically about the Diwali dance by Dr. Meghna Vashist. And then number of other performers and presenters, they will be joining from their homes.
Okay, it all sounds great. And if anybody is stuck, just go into Ireland India Council website and they'll find everything there anyway, wouldn't they?
Yes, they will find everything to get to anything else,
yeah. Okay. Right, yeah. So we're going to leave it there for today, Prashant, unless there's anything else, of course, you'd like to add before we finish.
Thank you so much, Johnny. I think we have given enough information, and all that information will be available on our social media as well, that is on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. So if anyone, they are not registered to have a personal interaction, they can watch Diwali celebration on social media platforms too.
Thanks again for joining us today, Prashant, and it's always great talking with you. All the very best, take care, and again, happy Diwali to yourself and all your family.
Happy Diwali to you as well, and thank you for having me. It is always a pleasure to talk to you, Johnny. Thank you.
Thank you, Prashant. All the best. Bye-bye. Now, that was Prashant Shukla, CEO of Ireland India Council, talking about Diwali, Festival of Lights 2020.